Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the Adhan, today's hadith. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, annahu sami'a Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, idha sami'atumu nida'a faqulu mithla ma yaqulu, thumma sallu alayya fa innahu man salla alayya salatan, sallallahu alayhi bihi ashran, thumma sallallaha li al-wasila. فإنها منزلة في الجنة لا تنبغي إلا لعبد من عباد الله ورجوا أن أكون أنا هو فمن سأل لي الوسيلة حلت له الشفاعة رواه مسلم. حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that he heard Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying that when you hear the muazzin, repeat what he says and then send salutation, then send salat upon me. A person who sends one salutation, in other words, a person says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sends one salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala sends 10 upon him. Then ask me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, then ask Allah ta'ala to grant me al-wasila. Al-wasila is a special station that will be granted to one person on the day of Qiyamah. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually in this hadith towards the end, let's just explain it and then we can do the translation, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his humility, in his unassuming nature, that he would conduct himself, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that this position, this rank, is kept only for one person. And then as we do, he says, I hope it will be me. In other words, it will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite it being for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't say it's going to be for me. I hope that it will be me. Therefore, make dua for me that Allah ta'ala gives me this rank. And this is what you call real humility. Everything we got is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet he's saying that make dua for me that Allah ta'ala gives me this rank. Let's just finish off the translation of this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that after the adhan, send salawat upon me. Then ask Allah ta'ala to grant me al-wasila. Send salat upon me and ask Allah ta'ala to grant me this special position. It is a stage, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that it is a stage in Jannah which is reserved for one of the servants of Allah. It's reserved for one person, one of the servants of Allah ta'ala, and I hope that it will be me. Intercession, thereafter Rasulullah sallam said, intercession is guaranteed for the one who asks for al-wasila for me. So that person that asks for wasila for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the special stage and the special maqam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that my shafa'ah, my intercession will be guaranteed for that person. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi was the Khalifa, Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that everything that he did for us, whatever we are benefiting as far as our deen is concerned, as far as our dunya is concerned, whatever benefits we got, it is because, whatever ni'mats we enjoy, it is because of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his kind nature, that despite doing so much for us, he has never asked any one of us for anything in return. Nothing he has asked us for in return. However, he has asked one thing, is that make dua for me for this position that Allah Ta'ala gives me, this position of wasila. He says, now if a person, after Nabi Sallam showing so much of ihsan on us, and is only asking for one thing, if we can't do that one thing, then how petty are we? In other words, reading that, sending that salat after the adhan, and reading that dua that is asking for this special position of wasila for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we can't do that, then how weak are we, how petty are we? Somebody has shown so much of kindness upon us and we can't even repay that one level of kindness. So this is something we must keep in mind, that this dua after adhan, let us make it a point. First read Durood Sharif and then read the dua after adhan. This is such a great thing. Let us take out the time and make it a point of reading it, and then we'll get the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing in the first part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you hear the muazzin, repeat what he says. When you hear the muazzin, repeat what he says. In other words, whatever words he's saying, you repeat it. Ulama explained that at that pause. For example, the Muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he pauses for a short while. In that pause, we must say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. In that pause, say, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. It may happen that the azan is gone halfway, and then we only start hearing the azan, or we become aware that they're supposed to be replying to the adhan. Then also, we can quickly repeat the words from the beginning. It doesn't mean that because we missed out a little bit now, we don't have to repeat or we don't have to say those words. So long as that azan is still on, we can say the words of the muazzin, and we can catch up, and we can continue like that with the words of the muazzin. When it comes to hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah, one riwayat says that you repeat the words, you say hayya ala salah and you say hayya ala falah. Another riwayat explains that at that time you should say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. So ulama explained that how do you reconcile between the two? One narration is saying that you say the words hayya ala salah, just like how the muazzin is saying. Another one is saying that you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Ulama explained that what we can do is sometimes when we are repeating, we say the words hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, and other times we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. So we are practicing on both the riwayats. They are not contradicting each other, but they are both that we can practice upon. Another explanation that ulama gave is that there is a common objection, and we normally hear it, is that why we're supposed to be saying only la hawla wa la quwwata. People raise this objection. You only must say la hawla because when the muazzin is saying hayya ala salah and then you repeating the words hayya ala salah, it's like somebody saying come chalo and you telling him chalo. It's like it's words of mockery. In other words, somebody is giving an instruction, at that time you should obey the instruction. Should they hear the instruction, is the muazzin is calling to those that are listening, come towards salah, come towards success. Ulama explained how we should answer it, is we should say hayya ala salah, tell our nafs. Tell our nafs at that time, oh nafs, come towards salat. O nafs, come towards success. So we are not directly answering or replying loudly back to the muazzin, but we are telling our nafs that come to salah and come to success. In that way, there will be no form of any mockery against the muazzin by telling him to come towards salah, come towards success. We are actually now repeating and we are instructing our nafs that, O nafs, I need to go for salah and I need to go for towards success that Allah Ta'ala is promising. Then ulama explained that these words, la hawla wa la quwwata, why is it said at that time? In one riwayat we explained that the person says, la hawla wa la quwwa. This word, la hawl, means there is no power to stay away from any type of sin except from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawl, no power to stay away from guna. And quwwa, there is no might to practice upon good deeds except through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are these words said at that time, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah? Because at that time when we are called towards this ibadat, we are reminding ourselves that I don't have any power to go towards salah myself. It is only the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will take me towards salah. So when a person is saying that la hawl, there is no power to stay away from guna, there is no strength, there is no might to go do good deeds except through the tawfiq of Allah, he's reminding himself that this performing of salah also is from the tawfiq and from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how beautiful the words of the azan are, and how beautiful the words replying towards the azan are also. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. These are very simple things, but very, very great in reward. It's just a matter of taking our time and applying ourselves to get that reward. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.